Thank you, Chair, and again, thank you for the amazing questions. These are very, very insightful. Indeed, the interaction between these two offices is something that we should devote greater attention to, specifically on the subject of registration, as was raised by the EU representative. I think that there is still some understanding and maybe some consensus that we ought to achieve on when registration should occur and when that notification about for registry particulars, when that's submitted. Because as of now, there is a lot of flexibility and it's interpreted very differently. It's not going to be useful if we do not learn of scheduled maneuvers, as our RPOs were also mentioned. It will not be helpful if we do not have this notification and ahead of time. So using registration would be the registration mechanism is an excellent idea, but we would have to clarify that first and make sure that states are committing to notify before the maneuver actually occurs. Regarding the question raised about verification, certainly, in my view, I definitely agree. It is possible to understand what is occurring in space using these technologies, and we will reach a stage, I think, that when we're able to have a more fruitful discussion on this. However, it's important to draw the distinction and note that verification can only occur when there is a specific legal obligation under agreement, and we're seeking to ensure compliance with that. So it's rather different from TCBMs in this stage, and it's too early, quite different from TCBMs to kind of conflate the two. Maybe the activity itself would be the same. Maybe whether it's a technical inspection, of course the activity may overlap between the two. But the purpose of verification is entirely different, and I believe that it's far too early for us to be having that discussion yet until we define the specific obligation and how states, and the means of doing so, how states are ensuring compliance with that.